lift me up and let me stand by faith on heaven's stable land. By your grace then I have found, Lord, let my feet on higher ground.
It's a good life. Coming to you from Central Baptist Church, located at 1714 Southeast 36th Avenue, Ocala, Florida. Please join us as Dr. Lewis Woodard teaches and preaches from the King James Bible. Our prayer for you is that this program will help lift you to higher ground with our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Now, Dr. Woodard.
You know, as I preach the Word of God and teach the Word of God, I've found that many Christians do not fully understand about the Holy Spirit. Some people are afraid of the Holy Spirit. Some people are afraid to even mention the name of the Holy Spirit. But let me say this to you. The Holy Spirit is a divine being. In fact, the Holy Spirit is God Himself. And we have God the Father, God the Son, and God the Holy Spirit, the Trinity. And the attributes of the Holy Spirit, we see that His divine nature is revealed. The Holy Spirit is omniscient. He knows all things. In 1 Corinthians chapter 2, verses 10 and 11, it says, "But God hath revealed them unto us by His Spirit. For the Spirit searcheth all things, yea, the deep things of God. For what man knoweth the things of a man, save the spirit of man which is in him? Even so, the things of God knoweth no man but the Spirit of God." Now, the Spirit of God is the Holy Spirit. And as we stop to consider this and we look further into the Holy Spirit, we see that He is not only omniscient, knowing all things, but He's omnipresent. He's everywhere at the same time. He's everywhere. Psalm chapter 139, verses 7 through 10 says this. David said, "Whither shall I go from thy spirit? Or whither shall I flee from thy presence? If I ascend up into heaven, thou art there. If I make my bed in hell, behold, thou art there. If I take the wings of the morning and dwell in the uttermost parts of the sea, even there shall thy hand lead me, and thy right hand shall hold me." Well, once again, we see that the Holy Spirit is God. The Holy Spirit is everywhere. He's omnipresent. And we also see that the Holy Spirit is called the Eternal Spirit. In Hebrews chapter 9 and verse 14, it says, "How much more shall the blood of Christ, who through the Eternal Spirit offered Himself without spot to God, purging your conscience from dead works, to serve the living God." So we see that the Holy Spirit is omniscient. He knows all things. He's omnipresent. He's everywhere. And He's also eternal. We see that the Holy Spirit has something to do in the lives of individuals. The Holy Spirit is one who guides a person through the Word of God to salvation. The Bible says faith comes by hearing and hearing by the Word of God. Jesus Christ told His apostles just before He went back to heaven, just before His crucifixion, He told His apostles, He said, "I'm going to send the Holy Spirit, and He will guide you into all truth." Now, I believe that not only will the Holy Spirit guide saved people through the Word of God and let saved people see things that the unsaved person cannot see, the one thing that the unsaved person can see being led by the Spirit is knowing that he or she is lost and needs a Savior. Once again, faith comes by hearing and hearing by the Word of God. Not only does the Holy Spirit lead the saved person through the Word of God, letting that person know the things of God, but that same Holy Spirit will lead the unsaved person to a saving knowledge of the Lord Jesus Christ. The Bible says, "For all have sinned and come short of the glory of God." That's every person in this world. The Bible says, "For the wages of sin is death." Now, we know that everyone dies physically, but there's what's called the second death. The person who does not receive Jesus Christ as Lord and Savior will suffer the second death. The book of Revelation tells us what the second death is. The second death is being cast into the lake of fire. Not only does the unsaved person look to die physically, but that unsaved person will one day, and we think of not days but nights, it's total darkness in hell and in the lake of fire. But there's coming a time when that unsaved person not only dies physically, but one time in the future, only once, will that person be cast into the lake of fire. I say only once because that person will never come out of the lake of fire. The Bible says that death and hell shall be cast into the lake of fire. This is the second death. So the Holy Spirit will lead the unsaved person to a knowledge of knowing that there is no other way to heaven other than through the Lord Jesus Christ. The wages of sin is death, but the gift of God is eternal life through Jesus Christ our Lord. Jesus Christ wants to save everyone in this world. Jesus Christ came and died for every person in this world. The only way to go to heaven is through Jesus Christ, by accepting what he did for this lost and dying world. That's people. Until that person, the people of this world, understands that he came and died for them personally. Now, I made the statement that he died for this world, for every person. But until that person, one single person, understands that Jesus died for that person, for them, for him or her personally, that person will not be saved. Well, the Holy Spirit is the one who lets the person know that Jesus died for them personally. You see, it's a personal salvation. I have salvation that's personal to me. And if you've never trusted Jesus Christ as your holy God, as the one who would save you, as your holy Savior, then you need to cry out to God today and trust him personally for your salvation. The Bible says once again that faith comes by hearing and hearing by the word of God. That faith is turned into something that we can see later on. We'll see that when we get to be with our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Faith, that's believing God, trusting God to take you to heaven. Call upon the Lord Jesus Christ, the Bible says, and thou shalt be saved. Well, the Holy Spirit is involved in the redemption of man, according to Hebrews chapter 9 and verse 14. It says, how much more shall the blood of Christ, who through the eternal Spirit offered himself without spot to God, purge your conscience from dead works to serve the living God? We get saved through the blood of the Lord Jesus Christ, Hebrews chapter 9, verse 14. And we also see that the Holy Spirit is involved in, once again, the regeneration of man. In John chapter 3 and verse 5, it says, Jesus answered, verily, verily, I say unto thee, except a man be born of water and of the Spirit, he cannot enter into the kingdom of God. And Titus chapter 3, verses 4 and 6 goes further to say, but after that, the kindness and love of God, our Savior toward man, appeared, not by works of righteousness which we have done, but according to his mercy he saved us, by the washing of regeneration and renewing of the Holy Ghost, which he shed on us abundantly through Jesus Christ, our Savior. Well, the Holy Spirit is God. The Holy Spirit is able to lead that unsaved person, and that's you if you've never trusted Jesus. He's leading you even right now as you're listening. It's through his word that I'm speaking. It's not me, it's the Holy Spirit of God who guides you into a saving knowledge of the Lord Jesus Christ. Well, is the Holy Spirit able to guide, and does he have the power to do the things that I've mentioned? Well, we see that the power of the Holy Spirit is so great that he was involved in the creation of this world. The power of the Holy Spirit is seen in creation. Genesis chapter 1 and verse 1, it says, in the beginning, God, notice that word God, in the beginning, God created the heaven and the earth. Well, that word God in the Hebrew is Elohim. This is the plural name of God. It's God the Father, God the Son, and God the Holy Spirit. In the beginning, God created the heaven and the earth. Genesis chapter 1 and verse 2 goes on to say, "And the earth was without form and void, and darkness was upon the face of the deep, and the Spirit of God moved upon the face of the waters." Of course, the Spirit of God is the Holy Spirit. We keep studying, we find out that the power of the indwelling Holy Spirit, He indwells the believer. The power of the indwelling Holy Spirit is seen when we witness for the Lord. Acts chapter 1 and verse 8 says, "But ye," and that's meaning yourselves, he's saying, he's speaking, "but you shall receive, ye shall receive power after that the Holy Ghost has come upon you, and ye shall be witnesses unto me both in Jerusalem and in all Judea and in Samaria and unto the uttermost part of the earth." That's speaking to Christians, to people who have trusted Jesus Christ. We have the power of God. If we only realize that, we have the power of God living within us, and that is the power of the Holy Spirit. He is God, and He is empowering us to be witnesses for Him, for the Lord Jesus Christ. Because the Holy Spirit is God, once again, He's omnipotent, He's all-powerful. He has enough power to empower every believer to carry out the Great Commission. That Great Commission is found in Mark chapter 16 and verse 15 and other scriptures. But Mark 16, 15 says, "And He said unto them, Go ye into all the world and preach the gospel to every creature." The Holy Spirit is powerful. The Holy Spirit is infinite. There is no end to His power because He's God. The power of the indwelling Holy Spirit is seen in the... before I say this word, let me say that in the Old Testament, I believe that according to many Bible expositors, that when the Holy Spirit, when we think of the power of God, the power of God is seen in the Jewish people, the Israelites, as they came out of Egypt after they were enslaved for about 400 years. When they came out, there was a powerful thing that happened. God divided the Red Sea. God enabled the Israelites to march on dry ground through that sea. And once again, the sea was parted. And the Jewish people, the Israelites, looked at that as the evidence that God was all-powerful. But in the New Testament, for the saved person, for the people of this world, the power of the indwelling Holy Spirit is seen in the resurrection of our Savior, Jesus Christ. He rose from the grave. Romans chapter 8, verses 10 and 11 says, "And if Christ be in you, the body is dead because of sin, but the Spirit is life because of righteousness." Once again, the Spirit of God gives us life through the blood of the Lord Jesus Christ. Verse 11 goes on to say in Romans chapter 8, "But if the Spirit of Him," that's God, "that raised up Jesus from the dead dwell in you, He that raised up Christ from the dead shall also quicken your mortal bodies by the Spirit that dwelleth in you." The Spirit that dwelleth in you. You have the Spirit of God dwelling within you, saved person, and one of these days this old body is going to be changed. The Bible says, "It doth not yet appear what we shall be, but we know that when He shall appear, we shall be like Him, for we shall see Him as He is." You need to get excited about that. The power of the Holy Spirit. Unsaved person, you need to call upon God today to save you. "Lord, forgive me of my sin. I can't save myself. I've decided to follow You. I'm turning to You, and I'm asking You to forgive me of my sin. And Lord, I'm trusting You, Jesus Christ, to save me today because You died for me, and I'm accepting what You did for me on the cross of Calvary. You're alive today because You rose from the dead, and I receive You as my Lord and Savior right now. Please come into my heart and save me."
You have been listening to It's a Good Life with Dr. Lewis Woodard. We trust you have been blessed. More biblical teaching about the Christian life can be found by visiting our websites, lrwm.org or itsagoodliferadio.com. We would love to hear from you today. Our email address is life@lrwm.org. This is Doug Anderson reminding you that it's a good life serving the Lord. May the Lord bless you richly is our prayer.